Hey girls, Maria Menounos here, author of The Every Girl's Guide to Life. Want to know my best tips and secrets for organization, travel, weight loss, beauty, fashion, and everything else in between? Go to bing.com/Maria and pick up my new book, The Every Girl's Guide to Life.
Very good, Gene Johnson.
Live from the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, and now streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for Whale Wars. Tonight's host is Phil Svitek. Joining Phil will be AfterBuzz TV co-host Michelle Macedo and John Comerford. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off and the buzz continues, Phil Svitek!
Yo, hello everyone, and welcome to Whale Wars. By the way, I've been waiting. This is, people say AfterBuzz was started because of Breaking Bad and those kind of shows and things like that. Well, I gotta say, I'm real excited that we are getting to do Whale Wars. We're an episode behind. We wanted to start on season one, but the week before, we were at the MTV Movie Awards gift suite. We're broadcasting from there, and so we didn't get a chance to start it up. So we're starting this week, and I'm very excited. And so I'm here with my... We're missing Stuart Lill, by the way. Stuart Lill is the reason why I got into Whale Wars.
Yes.
Back in Boston, him and I were in college, and he'd forced me to watch this, and then, you know, him and I became huge fans. I remember two summers ago, John and I were shooting a movie.
That's right.
And the only thing I needed to do every Friday was to see Whale Wars.
It was a religious experience for him. He kept telling me, Whale Wars, it's an awesome show. That's all he would talk about was the Whale Wars. I couldn't wait to get back to the Whale Wars.
Well, I had no idea all this history about it, you guys.
Oh, my God, it was.
I mean, it's a huge history, and I love it.
As if he alone was harpooned by this.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad. I mean, you know, if there ever was a season to come in on, you know, for these guys, this is a brand new season. For me, this is season four. But, you know, okay, we lost the last year's ship. Now we got a replacement, the Gojira.
Gojira!
And, of course...
Wait, Phil, what would you say is the best season so far, including season four?
Well, obviously this season. I mean, last season was really sort of the wars that you had last season were great, you know? And, so this year it's even picking up more. So we have the new ship and we have a new goal, which is to stop 100% of the whaling.
Right. And so far they've done that.
In theory, yes.
Well, it's true. But, they didn't see any harpoons on those ships.
Nope.
So, yeah. As far as they know, they've done their job because...
Apparently,
no harpooning is
you guys, case. The ship said research, though. They're not doing anything with killing
right,
whales.
I'm going to make it. Okay.
Researching.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. If you want to be a part of this podcast, you will support the Sea Shepherds and the cult leader that is Paul Watson. Now, if you don't want to do that, because the views and opinions expressed in this podcast by these people.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
Yeah, he does that better.
Thank you, Jesse.
Well,
I'm sorry. Were you making a point, Phil?
No, I was just going to say this, you know.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of
exactly. That's
TV
what he was
going to
say. But we should just
and
start
And the views
off.
Of all of these hosts.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV.
Well,
or its
I'm glad
I'm shutting
that...
down Jesse. I'm at war with Jesse.
Well, you know what?
First off. Second off, the views of my host.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only, do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
He's got the power.
Yes, we get that.
But
get
I that. Think that that's interesting because...
So we're in support of the Sea Shepherds.
I think a dynamic conversation is more interesting than everybody agrees with Phil, unless that's something that you want.
So, but let's explore this. So then you actually believe that they may be doing research, maybe? Is that what you're saying? Or do you think it's all a front? What do you think? Are they posing as researchers?
What I really think is that by now, there's been enough research to know that they're whales. I think that it's not true. Have you guys ever seen the movie The Cove?
No.
The documentary that won Best.
I know about it. I have not seen it.
Oh, my God.
Killing of the dolphins, the Japanese.
Oh, my God. I was, like, sobbing for half an hour afterwards, and I'm not even exaggerating. It will get to you.
Then you think they aren't researchers.
Right. They're not, because in the movie The Cove, it's about dolphins mainly, but they also touch on whales and how there's, you know, for international waters, this huge, like, whale convention every year, and how the Japanese pay smaller, poor countries to be like, oh, no, I know the Japanese are doing research. It's true. And,
oh, I see.
And it's really intense because people have gone there and protested and everything. But anyway, no, I do not think they're doing research, because then they probably wouldn't need to have a giant boat that says research on it.
Yes, so I'm glad we are fully in agreement. We are for the Sea Shepherds.
Agreeance.
And you know what? I'm gonna name my crew. Ready?
Okay.
John Comerford, you're in charge of the Bob Barker.
I'm in charge of the Bob, okay. Thank you.
Michelle Macedo, you are in charge of the Gojira.
Okay,
you're
good.
Fast and quick.
Why did she get the Gojira?
Because I'm fast and quick.
That's an awesome ship.
I'm nimble.
But you're the right hand.
I'm the old decrepit Bob Barker. Come on down.
No, the Bob Barker. The Bob Barker is looked upon with great esteem.
The price.
And
is
I, of course, have to be Paul Watson in charge of the Steve Irwin.
Why?
Because I'm Paul Watson.
I agree with this
delegation. So you're the cult leader, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Yeah,
so
because
this podcast.
He's cray cray.
So can we call you David Koresh too? Or just,
if you, I don't know.
I just want to put something out there really fast. Actually, it's appropriate that Phil is Paul Watson because he's crazy and super intense. But also, I think if Paul Watson didn't have whales, that he would be a serial killer and would just kill people. The look in his eye when he's like on the go and ready to kill someone is a little too intense to be healthy. Right. There's a difference between passion and I'm going to kill you.
No, okay. Well, you know what? I mean, let's talk about the first mistake tonight, or I don't know if it's the first mistake, but the fact that the buoy or whatever that tangles
the prop fowler.
The prop fowler, yes. The first one, they failed at that one.
Yes, they did.
And
horribly.
Yes, I mean, come on. Get it together.
Well, it's not like you can practice these things. I mean, this is a difficult thing to do.
Right.
I believe you can practice.
How do you practice it? Where?
You can't practice it.
I mean, you can put it out in the water, but to do it in real life situations, I mean, that means you're going to ruin someone's prop. I mean, that's a difficult thing to practice.
You know, it's like being the FBI or something.
No, don't get me wrong. I agree with you. I think they just really fouled it up. But, I give them a little bit of leeway only because I certainly have no clue of what that would take. In those frigid waters and that kind of temperature and those kinds of, I mean, just maneuvering in that kind of gear is a pain. And then you're on a small little boat in those kinds of waves with water cannons. I mean, that's a difficult thing.
Definitely.
Yeah, but at that point, they weren't getting attacked. I don't know.
Who is on this boat that we're talking about?
The small boat. I don't remember.
This is Benjamin Potts' boat.
Potts's boat.
Potts. Well, there you go right there. Potts. I mean, come on.
Yeah. I mean, Potts.
I'm just saying, well, again, he was promoted. You know, he did well in the seasons past, but...
Had he ever done that before?
He was never in charge of driving a boat. No. And obviously his crew is inexperienced and young and whatever. And
it showed.
And, again, here's the thing, though, for me. I mean, obviously they've been around for numerous years, the show in its fourth season. It's always been a problem of deploying the small boats, you know, where it's taking time. So... why don't we practice that and get good at getting at deploying the damn boats?
So why don't you think they have? I mean, they have time to do that.
I don't know. If I was Paul Watson, I'd be a lot stricter on that.
Do you think they would have, you know, they all went out there and they thought they were going to practice out there before they came upon the ships, and they came upon them so quickly they didn't have time to practice?
Because
they came upon them with a couple of days as opposed to weeks. Remember they said that it would normally take weeks for them to find these things.
Yeah, I've never seen them practice, not from my memory.
They said between the distance... I mean, what they're looking for is, like, a few ships among the size of, like, L.A. to New York, right? So how can they practice it that much? You know what I mean? Like, how much experience can they have?
They can practice deploying the boats anytime. You don't need to have a ship in front of you.
But
you can
to
just
do the
put it on the swing arm, get it out there, and you're in.
Yeah, exactly.
That they should be practicing. I don't know if they do. That's the thing. I don't know if they do or they don't because they never showed that part of it.
I mean, problem is it does slow them, you know. I'm sure it slows them down.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But that's what they should be doing off-season. Or do they have an off-season?
Yeah, there is a whale-killing season. Because it's the same one as the dolphin killing season. Ah, well. And, you know, I don't know if you guys know this, but in a restaurant in Santa Monica recently, it was shut down, a seafood restaurant, because they found whale meat.
And it is delicious, I might add. I just have to say. I mean, I'm not a proponent of it.
Whoa. Whoa.
I have to say, when I see them swimming out there, I just start mouth watering.
Oh, my God. There is one among us.
You know what? Yes. I don't know what.
Sea veal.
That's nice.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, it tastes like baby harbor seal.
You know what? I mean, every other episode, we get a nice segment about the whales. Yes. Love the whales. You know, they're swimming, blah, blah. It's about a minute and a half segment of every other episode. And that's what you have to say after seeing that in today's episode.
Yeah, I said, wow, those look delicious. I'm hungry. Of course, I didn't say that. When they showed that shot, I was just wondering, how did they get that shot?
They didn't. I mean, it's stock footage.
Is it? Because I'm just wondering. I mean, I thought maybe they had an underwater camera and the whole thing.
I mean, they probably got it before. I mean, there's no way these guys, I mean, they got tons on their plate.
Yeah, but they also have cameramen. That's all they're there for, is to catch everything. So,
how many cameramen are there? I mean, the crew can't be that big. I don't think there's a lot of room on those boats.
You'd be surprised. By the way, another pet peeve of mine. Okay, you're on a damn boat.
Yes.
Why not get mugs with closed tops?
Like sippy cups, which is what I was saying. I'll be drinking from sippy cups.
Yeah, like what the hell?
What happened to those?
Yeah.
Oh, an open cup? That's all, it's spilling everywhere. No, first episode, we saw people puking because of the waves. Like, you don't think your cup's going to spill?
I say I vote for personal cups. Like, that guy had a little cute little whale on his cup, and that was cool. But the thing is, I don't know why they have those mugs that are open at the top, but, you know, they want them. They
should have open container laws. Mm-hmm.
They should, along with whale killing laws. Yeah. So I guess they're trying to do the
Just a practical question. Why don't they have some sort of cover on their damn...
I don't know. That's what I'm
saying. We have them in travel mugs.
That's
and they're out
saying.
In the open sea, you know, what do they call them, 20 or 7-meter swells, which is what, about 24 feet?
What is that?
20 to 25-foot swells.
What is...
The waves.
They're big.
Oh, my
they're
God.
Waves. If you're a surfer, I'm sure it would be awesome.
Yeah, they would love
it. Go surfing in the Antarctic Ocean.
Yeah, this doesn't make a lot of practical sense. Because there's hot stuff in those things, reason.
This is something that I think is important, so I'm going to go on Twitter and ask.
Oh, boy. Okay. So while that's happening, let's continue discussing.
All right. So
the first mistake was, actually the first mistake was not practicing enough, getting those boats out there and that doing that prop fouling business. And then it took them forever to get it back in the boat.
And I would also say this, you know, okay, the Gojira.
Yes.
They saw all the way.
My ship, yes.
Yes, your ship.
I think we have to say Gojira every time we say it. It Gojira.
Yes, I'm the one that I just don't get how you do that.
It's all in the throat.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Gojira.
Go ahead, give it a shot. That's not even close.
Okay. Moving on. But yes, they saw all, and I forget, like, I don't understand how it got neglected or whatever, where, you know, they obviously saw all these ships. We saw the factory ship, or at least we thought we saw the factory ship, and then somehow there was that whole switch in the middle of the night.
Right. Well, the strange thing was, he saw that he couldn't communicate it to the other ships for whatever reason. The cell phone reception was bad. And then Captain Paul makes the decision that, let's all get together and have a meeting. And so in order to have that meeting, of course, they'll have to meet up. And so he can't, the Gojira can't follow and find out if it is.
Gojira.
Yeah, that's close. Keep working on that. which I thought was a strange thing. And he even said this. I can't remember. Locke is his name, the captain of the Gojira. He said that he thought, you know, look, I'm the new guy, so I figured they knew more than I did. So I... Of course, went to the meeting of the captains, which I would imagine in this kind of you got to, you know, throw the playbook out the window and do an improvisation. If you think you've got the mother ship, so to speak, in sight, you got to go after it.
Yeah.
Another mistake.
Yeah, Paul didn't do that quite well.
Mm-mm. Well, he was pretty aggressive about it.
Yeah, he did. Well, he was aggressive in the fact that he went to the ice floe.
Yeah, I mean, he's always been. Well, at the end of the day, what Paul's got going for him is when he makes a decision, he sticks to it.
Yeah, you got to like that.
So
he's decisive, and you know.
And it didn't pay off this time, which sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then again, there'd be no season if they found it too quickly.
Yeah.
Now Paul's boat is.
He's on the Steve Irwin.
Steve Irwin.
Yeah.
So the Steve Irwin is a lot like AfterBuzz, and Phil is like Paul Watson.
Yes, I believe when we went over that.
And the engineer is Jesse, the dude that hit his head.
Yeah, that was on the Bob Barker.
Right, but still, it's still all AfterBuzz.
Yes, your metaphor continues. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for bringing it. Yeah, that's engineer DJ Jesse from
thank
over
you.
There. But yes, thank you for backtracking us, even though we discussed this at the
oh,
top.
Oh, you're welcome, Phil. You know, there's no I in team, just like I said to Paul Watson.
There is an I in Phil. So. Yes, yes, you do, Jesse. You indeed do. That's actually. I don't think the people on the boats really listen to music.
Well, you never hear it anyway, but I mean, imagine in their off time they do.
I'm sure that they do. It's just you that doesn't listen to music.
See? No, do not.
That's what they listen
God.
To. It's oh, been too crap. Long, hasn't it?
Someone put a bullet
too
in my
long.
Brain.
Too long.
All right, all right.
Maybe Celine Dion will.
Oh, my God.
So they also
I'm just
made their...
I'm just going to say this. If Michelle and Jesse have teamed up to ruin my show,
oh, yeah.
the show I've waited
that's right.
for 2 years to be able to do...
Oh, your show, huh?
The next week, you are not invited. I am dragging Stu here. I don't know where he's at, what whore he is betting.
Oh, my God.
But I'm getting him back, and I'm kicking everyone off. I don't care who you are. John's the only one so far that's allowed to come back.
All right. Well, I know where it is. Well.
Especially if I find out who whore that is.
Yes, that is information we need.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks, Phil.
No problem.
So what scared me is that they went into waters called the Roaring Forties.
That was the name of the water?
They went into...
Oh, right. I wonder if that... Was that have anything to do with the latitude or anything? Or
I don't know. I was trying to figure that out.
Waves, 40-foot waves? Is that what they did?
Yeah, their latitude is 60.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
60,
I do remember
62,
that. Right,
64,
I remember that. I just don't know what the 40 represented. Was that
the height?
The height. Okay, that was the waves. Well, okay.
And, you know, it's obviously it looks way easier than it is when the engineer was up there for like 2 seconds and then his head started pouring blood.
Yeah.
But, you know, someone said, right. Why don't they have helmets?
Right. I did.
Well, that was the first episode. Which
yeah, that was.
So 20 minutes into the first episode of the fourth season, we get blood.
We do. Oh, we
do. Appreciated that. That was nice.
But in this episode, we get a spud gun.
Spud gun, yes, absolutely. Which I love that they had disassembled the whole thing and then just basically smuggled it on because apparently the ships get inspected and because they had to go through customs or whatever. So it was in a disassembled state.
I would love to kind of know the story behind that because obviously they're under the Dutch rule.
Exactly. How do you smuggle a spud gun on? But then they assemble it, which is nice, and they shove an onion in it. Thing shoots 200 meters. 200 meters. That's amazing.
Yes.
Just having compressed.
So
air.
Here's my question. Why did they throw stuff onto the ship rather than use the spud gun?
Well, I think because those were
the mini boats.
The mini boats don't have the spud gun on them. The spud gun requires an air compressor or something like that in order to propel these objects. There is no compressor like that on those small boats.
Mm.
They can do it from ship to ship, but not from boat to ship.
I think water guns is where this crew is really lacking. I think water guns are a good idea.
What the hell's water going to do?
Yeah, how's water going to stop?
Well, you know, they use a waterfall or whatever, the Japanese,
yeah,
to
because
throw them
they're
on.
Getting small boats.
Exactly, but if we just get on the ship and then spray water in their eyes, then they'll frostbite to death.
Well, you know, gosh, you're not...
I never
I'm
not wrong.
We could spray them with
See?
Water, Phil. They have water right off the ship.
Oh,
they can fill up their squirt guns right overboard and squirt them with water.
And we have a solution to the diesel fuel problem, right, guys? We could start a fire. Then there's water to put the fire out.
She's stealing my bit, first off. Yeah. Second, which I said off
I think screen. We all I think we all agreed on it and added to the story, just like there's no I in team member.
All right, so I'm... Next week, I'm going to bring back the Gojira, replace the captain with Stuart Lil. You will be invited back, but Stuart Lil is going to be steering that ship because the fact that I'm getting told that we should be fighting Japanese whalers with water guns? What? What would you... Soak'em boppers? Like, come on.
Yeah, nice. Whoa. I like
that. What is wrong with my team?
Whoa.
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 Don't let me into that.
All right, I won't. But really?
I'm a contemporary ship.
Okay, so but speaking to that point, what do you where do you think they draw the line? I mean, I haven't seen the show. This is the first time I've ever seen the episode. So where do they draw the line on what, quote, weaponry, end quote, they can use? What do they – they use the stink bombs. They use the prop foulers. What is
– Well, they use the prop foulers for stink bombs.
They use the prop foulers for stink bombs? I don't understand.
Oh, the prop foulers. Oh, never mind. I thought you meant the spud gun, but
– No.
Well, they use that to slow down the shit. Anything right. that can't actually do real harm.
Okay. So you know? This is where they draw their line.
Yes.
Okay.
So anything that's...
They're useless.
That's Jack Waz, by the way, who's sitting in.
He keeps trying to break into the studio, though, honestly. We tried to tell him that the address changed.
He's welcome to come.
Yeah, you're going
to
get on a mic or what?
No, I'm playing Sim City.
Oh.
He's playing Sim City, he says.
Playing Sim City.
Well.
Loves the whales, just like everybody else.
Meanwhile,
we're trying to save some whales here.
We are.
Are you saving some simulated whales?
And then, all right, so let's talk about Paul. Okay, so the propeller foul thing.
Yes.
Prop fouler. So obviously the first one messes up. The second one's kind of a success.
We think. We don't know. I mean,
we don't know.
Yeah, we just know the buoy was gone. But it didn't seem to stop it or slow it down.
Well, it slowed down the Bob Barker from being able to break up the ice. And Paul Watson is like, all right, I'm not having this. Let's go.
Exactly.
I'm going forward.
The ship's called the Bob Barker.
Yes,
this is Bob Barker.
Donated.
Jack
put $5 million into this. We have a new addition to our Whale Wars assemblage.
In the place of Stuart Lill, Jack Waz. How you doing, folks? Jack?
I am no replacement for Cartoon Mouse, but I'm going to try my hardest.
Well, all right. Let me ask you this.
Thank you.
You've never seen an episode, correct?
Whale Wars?
Yes.
Oh, no.
But you saw the depiction of South Park for Whale Wars, yes?
Yeah. So what I can tell from that is that it's a bunch of whiny white people throwing stink bombs at the Japanese because they don't approve of, what's the Archer quote, cheap renewable fuel source?
Oh, or no. Lamp oil. Listen, what you pick up from Archer isn't always the best advice.
Yes. He's
or source, I mean.
So what do they do? Like put Christmas lights in the ship propellers or?
No, nah, well, it's a rope.
Do they complain really loudly and hope it works?
Kind of. Well, it slows down the ships for what was it last time it slowed down for about 25 hours.
And if it can't run, it can't whale.
Exactly, so. And that's the goal.
Yeah, why are they just picking on the Japanese? Don't the Norwegians whale just as much?
I'm not familiar. Okay. Actually, I think a lot of this came into that because there was a time when the Norwegians put a moratorium.
No, a lot of the they put a moratorium on in the 90s, I think it was. But a lot of Scandinavian countries still have scientific whaling fleets like the Japanese.
Mm-hmm. Right at this point,
I think they're just racist.
I think that
I would be the first to say that.
The thing that
I think someone's stirring up trouble is what I think. Because,
but also, right now, because of the movie The Cove and because of a bunch of other movies, Japan is getting the most publicity right now. So I think that that's where at least the reality show is going. Also, a bunch of scary Australians on a boat. They're angry. Yeah. They want blood. How could they not become racist eventually?
It's hard to demonize Japan right now.
I know.
So way to go, TLC.
Like, but in like a week.
It's Animal Planet.
Everyone will do
Animal
it.
Animal Planet, same
well,
thing.
Well, the thing is,
as soon as you see a harpoon hit a whale, it's hard not to demonize it.
It's true.
That's true. And so. You know what? It's funny because sometimes the crew mixes up the words of like whalers for Japanese.
Well, because they are Japanese.
I know, except for but a difference between Japanese whalers and then saying Japanese is just making it sound like really bad. I mean, I understand that they are of Japanese descent or whatever, or from origin.
Are we getting a lesson in semiotics?
No.
Wait, oh so what God. Happens in the show? Like it's a bunch
so
of people with whales?
I
was at SeaWorld last week.
John,
is that similar?
All right, John, exactly this is your first experience
my
with
whales. My first experience with whale wars.
I mean, would you say this is a war? Is it fairly apt to call it a war?
Let me say, I'll say, first of all, I find it commendable. I also find it out of my understanding to have somebody who's been doing this for 40 years, who's willing to risk his life and limb and everything he knows to prevent an animal from being killed. I admire that commitment. I don't know that. I certainly don't have that within me to go out there and do all that. And the risks that he's willing to make and everybody's willing to make, I find that commendable. I don't know that. It's not that I don't know. I wouldn't do that. So do I find this to be a war? Yeah, to some degree, this is a war. There's weaponry involved. People could get killed. I don't think there's any kind of declaration going on here. But there are victims.
Mm-hmm. It's like a really hardcore prank war by a bunch of Australian guys. against Japanese whaling fleets. I mean, don't get me wrong, you know, as much of a jerk as I am about this, you know, what they do, it is commendable. You know, I don't believe in slaughtering something just because you can. But there, you know, South Park said it best. There are a lot better ways to actually get around it. Sure, you wouldn't have an Animal Planet reality show, but if you wanted to stop whaling, you could stop whaling.
How?
Bombs? Harpoons?
Oh, but can you do it without killing somebody?
Without killing somebody? Maybe not. But okay. I mean, but if if you were really dedicated to the cause, you could do it.
So if you really wanted to be a whale war,
if you
could
wanted
bomb
to
them.
Well, they are okay.
You could use torpedoes, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
As far as I know, they're okay with being violent. It's just that maybe laws that are on them or something are stopping them. I mean, these Australians or whatever are being...
Well, that's, you know, because let's be careful about the Australians, but we're careful about the Japanese, but they're not all Australians. There was a bunch of different...
Oh, was there, like, one American guy?
No. All right, let me explain this since you guys may not know.
Okay.
They're all international.
Yeah.
So whether American, Australian, it doesn't matter.
You did hear some Australian.
However, they are under the Dutch rule.
Yeah.
I see.
The ship, the flag, everything is under Dutch rule.
Yes. Oh,
okay, I was wondering about the flag.
Wait, is the Steve Irwin the ship that looked kind of like the bat boat?
Yes.
No.
That
was Gojira.
That's the Gojira. That's my boat.
Didn't it look like right out of Batman?
Yeah, didn't it get smashed
to pieces? No, it was Star Trek.
That was
last season. Their last season. Is it Tri-Mariner?
It was the Alley.
Yeah, the three. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like exactly like I used to have these little Star Trek ships, you know, the toys. It looks exactly like that.
Star Trek?
Star Wars.
No, Star Trek.
No, Star Trek were all the big saucers and the engines on the back. I assure you it was Star Wars. I'm a nerd and I know these things.
I'm not arguing with that.
Which is why.
I mean, they're my brother's toys.
I believe we just explained it. The Batmobile.
Yeah, it's a Batmobile.
Yeah.
Most of us are black. But it's Gojira.
Yes, it is.
Gojira.
Where was I going to go with this now? Yeah. Oh, but yes, they're under the Dutch rule.
Which I find fascinating. So, and I wonder what their legality is, meaning if they're under the Dutch rule, are they under different... set of rules, laws, etc. Out of
there, it's international. Right? Well, it's the laws of the
international water, and there are certain laws, etc. But does the Dutch quote rule extend out to that, or is it international waters that takes over, or because they're under Dutch rule, they have to follow Dutch rule as well?
They have to follow Dutch rule, because if they break anything, the Dutch get reprimanded.
Got it.
So, and the Dutch are financing it? Is that also what that means?
No, not necessarily.
Just Bob Barker?
Well, whoever.
By the way, and
maritime law is wacky.
And I was going to say this as well. If you want to stop, this is the one thing I guess realizing now the show doesn't do is, okay, you don't have to be a pirate to help save whales. You cannot buy whale meat.
But it's delicious.
Okay, who buys whale meat outside of restaurants in Santa Monica and elementary schools in Japan? No one uses whale meat.
And they cover it up in the places in Japan or whatever.
No, whales are pretty much hunted out of spite at this point.
I know.
Like, I don't know what a whale did to ancient Japan, but they hate those.
They hate them. Okay, you guys really need to watch The Cove. Seriously, watch it by like tomorrow. It is one of the most amazing movies I've ever seen.
Is that the one where all the fat kids go to summer camp and take it over and Ben Stiller's in it?
That's it.
No, that's...
That's the one. No.
No, that's Heavyweight.
That's a documentary about killing.
Or is it the one about the little
dolphins.
Rascals?
He's just going to start naming all kinds of movies.
None of those, but I'll let you know what those movies are called.
So, all right, and where do we kind of... I took no notes because I was enjoying this so well. By the way, so what was kind of nice is that in this episode, it paid off where they made the decision, okay, there was a press release sent out by the Japanese that are going to go west. And in fact, they went east, or I may have mixed it up, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
But
they realized
it
was a decoy, and that's it, which was great.
So they just released the press release, basically, for them.
Yes.
Yeah, they just wanted to do a little misdirection.
Yeah.
Try to get a good start
in the world. Who releases press releases about which animal they're going to kill?
Yeah, which direction?
Well, they just talked about where they're headed.
As I just found, they call whales rats of the sea.
Yes, they did. Okay.
See, I knew it.
So, but are they still whaling?
Their goal this year is to kill 1,052 minke whales.
Now,
minke whales.
Well, I hate the minkos. I mean, there's whales and then there are minkos. Those are two different things.
Why?
He doesn't know the difference.
Interesting. All right. Well, you know what? It's kind of interesting because I said this season could be the end of whale wars,
mm-hmm.
but that's good now. Okay, we get rid of the Japanese.
Japanese whalers, I think.
You might want to re-qualify that statement a lot.
Get rid of the Japanese whalers.
I'm just saying, we're going to get rid of those guys.
It's an easy
the whalers.
Mistake to
the
make.
Whalers, yes.
Phil, every show you're on turns into a clan meeting about 20 minutes in.
Yeah, what the heck?
Seriously.
But it's actually justified in this sense because Paul Watson is a cult leader. And I'm just saying.
Wait, do you want the Japanese dead or do you want the whale wars guys dead?
I'm just saying the whales, the war on the whales by the Japanese and the sea shepherds.
So
gonna
everyone.
Be over this season. That's everyone. My prediction.
So you think the Japanese whalers will, at the end of this, will stop?
Yes, because I think there's a few other factors, obviously, with tsunami.
Well, I got to believe the cost benefit is not doing very well for the Japanese whalers.
Yes. But so then on to the Norwegians and those fuckers.
Oh, good. We can swear on the show.
Well,
now we can't. Phil makes the rules.
We need to keep it clean here.
Oh, let's get another Keystone. It's gonna be fun.
Yes, we have. From a few weeks ago, Stone Cold was supposed to come in for another show. Stone Cold Steve Austin, and his favorite beer is Keystone Light. Little known fact.
Okay,
so
thank you very much.
Thank you.
Just a little plug.
I'll write that down.
Writing it down right now.
Anyways, and then. So, as we sort of, I love how the beginning of the show is always kind of like each segment or whatever act, break, you want to call it, is extended. And then as you get deeper into the episode, it's like 2 minutes, 1 minute, 3 seconds, 5 seconds, 2 seconds, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you just hitting commercial breaks every like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And as we do that towards the episode, end of the episode, we make a decision to go after the damn research ship, the Nishumara.
Yeah.
They all sound the same to me. There's
so much racism, Jesus.
I know.
All right, they name their ships Yushinmara, Nishinmara, and like some other Mara.
Maru.
But for all we know, that's like scientist and doctor and Mega Man in Japanese.
Well,
it's Yushinmaru. It's what I wrote down. Maybe it's Mara and I wrote it wrong.
It's Mara. They're all called, they all end in Mara.
I thought it was the Kobayashi Maru.
No. But anyway, so the
speaking of Kobayashi,
how much
whale do you think he could eat?
Oh yeah, he could pack it away.
Do you think he could actually eat a full whale? Like, let's say you gave Kobayashi a porpoise.
Okay,
like,
just first like off, there's different whales.
No, like a porpoise, like the size of this table, like 4 feet long, maybe
from
two,
the cove.
What'd
you get it from? You just go down to the cove.
Exactly. Do you think Kobayashi could eat a porpoise?
Oh my God.
Baby one. I don't think it will.
You know what?
Baby ones are tender, anyways.
Exactly. At least if the Japanese whalers kill whales, then they should just eat them raw and then see what happens. Because if they kill them, then they should eat them.
And they get mercury poisoning? I don't think so.
Yeah, that's
and
weird.
Then they die, is the point.
You know what? I'm going to save all our souls and say this. If you're listening to the show, we're fans of the show. We like whales.
Yeah, I'm going for sushi right after this.
DJ Jesse feels like going for sushi right now.
All right, DJ Jesse doesn't have a voice apart from the fact that he states over the internet or given via the internet.
Wow.
And I will say this again.
He turned his microphone off. Thank you, John, and I will take the show from here.
This is the voice. It's like so, Captain Paul.
Anyway,
exactly. Mutinized.
Who has the voice again?
Wow.
I have the voice again.
The nice. Right?
No, but I'm going to say this for all our sakes. If you're listening to the show right now, we do support Whale Wars. The show we are opposed to whaling. I think, right? Most of you.
Yes, I am.
Yes.
Okay. In certain circumstances.
But at the same time, we love the show and, giving us drama. And so.
Yeah. In terms of the drama, I'm sure they always do a nice job editing this together to build tension, all that kind of stuff. But I got to say, you build it as Whale Wars. I was hoping for a little bit more war. They threw a couple stink bombs. They, did a prop foul. Screwed up one, got the other.
Yeah.
And then
yeah, man. That's like the lame frat on campus.
Yeah.
They need some better pranks against the
there
Japanese.
There was a lot of, hey, I need two spotters up on the bridge.
Let's get a spud gun. That's what I was wondering. I was thinking maybe, like, what, every few episodes there's something intense?
And sadly.
Well, it builds.
I mean, I actually don't want them to be in harm's way. I don't want anybody to get hurt or anything like that. But
here's the thing. It builds. Okay. And, I mean, last season, literally, the Japanese have had enough, and this was at sort of the climax.
Right.
And
they just went right at that ship.
well, not even that. They brought all the ships against them, and they were like, wow, you know, we've had enough. And they waged a full-out war, and yeah, they sunk the ships.
So they turned all their ships on them and started running.
They said, you know what, call all the Japanese whaling ships, get them in this spot, and let's go. You want to go?
Really?
And because, I mean, for the first two seasons, you know, the Sea Shepherds were fighting, you know, one-on-one,
right,
two-on-one, whatever it was. But this time was like seven on two.
Nice.
Or oh eight God. On oh, wow. two, whatever
it's
it
like
ended
a, it's
being.
It's like a nautical West Side Story.
It was.
And now we got, was it four or five? No, we got...
We got three ships. And
they're being shadowed, chased, so to speak. So maybe they're leading the fox to the hens or something like that.
That's what
or
I
hens
was
to the hounds, whatever that
like,
term is.
I would think that would... Obviously, then they know where they are, so that would make it easy for them to turn around and go to war.
Say that again. I mean, the whole, you understand the point of following them, right? The Japanese following the whale, or Japanese following the sea shepherds.
No, Michelle just likes the pretty colors and all the explosions.
Exactly.
Yes.
I'm a girl.
By the way, I said this
really?
To Michelle, and she was baffled by the statement.
What's that?
But the girls, all they really do on these boats is they cook. Like, that is their primary purpose. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's wrong.
You're just making observations.
I'm just saying that's what it is.
All I have is just like a few buttons. Just a few buttons. But those are, you just press them all.
Okay. But do you understand? Are you mad at me or are you mad at like that situation? Because
yeah,
don't be mad at me.
You should be mad at Animal Planet.
I'm just
anyone.
Telling you.
I assure you that they did not bring the women on to cook.
Okay. How many?
Why
did they bring the women on?
Shouldn't they just have Cabin Boy instead?
How many seasons have you seen, Michelle?
I've seen on and off of a few seasons, Phil.
What do you mean on and off? Really?
They did not, the Dutch or whoever.
Am I going to have to separate
did
you?
Not okay. hire researchers.
Okay, first off, the Dutch don't hire anyone. What do you see? This is why I know okay. you. Again, I'm not saying like, that I like that the woman's sole responsibility is cooking, but that is their sole responsibility.
I'm making
sure,
an
sole
observation.
Responsibility. Come on, they got to have other responsibilities. Nobody on a boat just or a ship does one thing.
John, if you're insinuating that they have to have sex with the people, then
yeah,
that's
no,
wrong.
No, no,
yeah,
no,
boy,
no, no.
You really read me on that one. It's exactly what I was saying.
No, we're talking about like laundry or mopping.
Okay.
Or quantum physics, Michelle.
This is nothing to do with me. I'm just saying I'm just in a room with a bunch of assholes and I am completely separated from them and all that they think.
Okay, but do you again
okay, but
see that I this isn't what I think.
Like
this is my observation.
His opinion.
It's like every third word is like heard. That's
But answer his question. That's not his opinion. He's stating an observation. He's seen this for three years now. And the only time he's ever seen the women performing
and it's not even that.
Task.
It's from my research.
Okay,
it's Stu
pardon.
And I have done research. I mean, that's their role.
I'm
going to disagree with you just
research.
On the soul thing. I'm sure they got other things. They have.
They're researchers. One, they have titles. Like second mate, this one
Bosun's
girl.
Mate.
I wrote it down. Whatever. The point is, it doesn't say chef.
Okay.
Or waitress.
But you're not
you would
answering
probably
the question.
Think that
but
the chef was a man.
But you're not answering the question.
All right.
What's
before this turns into damn feminist studies. Okay, moving on.
You mean equality?
What
this Michelle?
Is getting ugly.
That's all that feminism is. It's nothing like
Michelle,
I want to kill men.
Right now, what the thing we are doing right now
don't
is we're
me.
Writing a book, right, Michelle? We're writing a book right now.
I'm not writing any books with you.
All right, Jesse, we're going to go to commercial before as we continue to write our book.
A book? We're writing a book?
No, it's a podcast, but. See,
okay.
See, I'm trying to make an argument.
Cut the commercial.
Cut the commercial.
Want to find out what the AfterBuzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call. 424-256-1729. 256-1729.
This television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's Shakespearean.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Find out why AfterBuzz TV is the number one source for after-show content.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy, Nucky is a villain.
424-256-1729.
424-256-1729.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from? Your husband or your best friend?
The wig!
The wig will come out.
When the TV show is over, get your AfterBuzz on.
Oh my God!
And guys, we're back.
You guys should have heard us during
this. You guys should have heard the single.
This is turning into a domestic bloodbath.
Every single sentence was just the most offensive sentence I've ever heard about
All right,
women.
So let's move on to different types of whales, because that's the next segment.
Girls, call in and tell them off, please.
All right,
I'm outnumbered.
All right, let's just have a fun quiz. How many types of whales do you know? I know the killer whale, the blue whale, the humpback whale,
narwhal.
The what?
Narwhal.
Narwhal.
With okay.
The horn.
Unicorn.
Great whale.
Sperm
Beluga.
Whale.
Okay, yes.
Pilot whale. False killer
is
whale.
Is manatee a whale?
No.
A manatee is a manatee.
A manatee is a manatee.
What is that?
It's not a whale.
But is it like a,
it's a
dolphin
sea cow.
Or it's just kind of, its own thing?
No, a manatee is
its own thing. It's kind of like a walrus seal
it's,
kind of thing.
Yeah, it's like a...
She's saying women are small.
What? Stop it. By the way, there's no such thing as a womanatee, and that's not racist or sexist. I'm just telling you, they're manatees.
I think you mean.
Oh no!
Oh my God!
All right.
So speaking of whales, I was at SeaWorld 2 weeks ago, and let me tell you, that Shamu show, even when the trainers don't get eaten, is still really fun to watch. It's insane watching a 25-foot killer whale leap out of the pool for like adoring crowds of kids.
Okay. And but then remember a few years ago.
Yeah, one of them got
when it
ate.
Ate
yeah.
A trainer.
I wish I was there for that.
And it was like a horrible tragedy.
We have sushi. What do the whales call raw human? I'm just curious.
Delicious.
Yes. Mm. Ooh,
they do call it delicious.
Specimen.
All right. Well, Jess, cue our predictions.
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 And now you're after Buzz.
All right. I wrote down caught, helicopter, and fight as my three.
Put down what?
Caught, helicopter. Oh, someone gets caught, I believe.
You're saying caught.
Oh, next episode, yes. The sea shepherds get caught in their own propeller. Well,
yeah, exactly. They have to cut off the line.
Yes. And
some guy gets under those frigid temperatures, he starts to lose feeling in his hand. And all
yeah, because
he has to go underneath.
Bad.
Absolutely.
Well, you know what?
Do you guys think that you have to stay under until you start?
Well, there's a threshold depending on the temperature. Sometimes it's 5 minutes, sometimes it's 10, depending on how cold it is.
Oh, my God. Hypothermia?
Yeah.
Yeah. Plus, depending on where they are, I couldn't quite see it, but the possibility of an iceberg literally smashing against him.
Against the man?
Or yeah, I mean,
small boats.
No, against the man. I mean, ice. I don't know, but I'm just saying that is a.
That's a possibility. Sure.
That is a concern.
I mean, isn't it at the back of the ship?
Yeah,
it
but
doesn't
I mean,
matter.
If anyone got seriously injured, it would be all over TMZ about 4 months ago when they actually made the series.
True. That's true. Well, did they publicize it when the last boat went down?
Yeah.
Beforehand.
Yeah, that was like big news.
Was it really?
Yeah.
It didn't hit me.
It
wasn't.
I mean, what's interesting is that there's been a lot of international news because of this. I mean, I believe it was season one, and South Park parodied this when Paul Watson got supposedly shot by the Japanese whalers.
Uh-huh.
And that was big press, and it was pretty mainstream, I have to say. But it's interesting. I don't know. I haven't followed the news and gossip. I'm totally ignorant on that regard.
I will predict that there will be a lot of. Spying out of the bridge. A lot of spotting.
I can't emphasize that enough. That's your guys' quote. No, actually, it's Michelle's guy. Again, John represents the Bob Barker. Michelle represents the Gojira.
Mm-hmm.
And I represent the Steve Irwin.
And I
don't know why or how, but we just do.
Yeah.
Well, it was...
Any predictions,
Phil
Michelle?
Phil delegated that. Yeah, I have a prediction that I'll be pretty pissed until next week.
And the women will start a women's movement?
Oh, no. Dear God. Phil, right, we have to do another show of this.
I predict...
Trying to piss Michelle off too bad.
Stuart Lil will be back. Stuart Lil, the reason why
the
Whale Wars
thing.
Is a part of AfterBuzz.
Blah, blah,
the reason
blah,
why...
blah, blah, blah. I'm
guy.
Phil, and I'm really ignorant and annoying.
Wow. Thank you all so much for tuning in today.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz
you later.
And stop wailing.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.